Thanks, Colin. Come and go. How may I help you?
This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up in space.
Okay.
And we're right above your store right now. We're about 200 miles above. We need to get some fuel for this for the space station. We're just about out. So is that gonna be a problem if we lower a hose from space? It's gonna come out of the sky, and you can just stick the gas nozzle in there and fill it up for us. I don't know if you have full service there or not, but could you maybe make an exception for us?
I'm trying to think of one how we could do it because we have the awning over the pumps.
Oh no, we'll drop it a little bit to the side, and you can just walk it over there to the pump.
Okay.
Yep, and would it be cool if we do that in about 10 minutes? I think we'll be low enough in about 10 minutes. We'll just lower.
Yeah, and is it just regular unleaded?
Oh no, don't put regular in there, please. It has to be premium. Regular will make the space station explode, and you will kill six astronauts. You don't want to do that.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
All right, yep. Then. Do you know which pump has the premium on it, or do you need me to tell you where you need to go?
Oh, no, it's going to be a really long hose, so you'll have plenty of slack, you know? You can just walk it on over to the correct pump.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're believing this. The last station hung up on me. We had to drive a few blocks north to get to your place. But thank you for helping us out with this.
All right.
Is there more than one person working there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Will one of them be able to go out there and fill up the tank for us?
Yeah.
Just stick the nozzle in there into the hose and just sit there, stand there and pump it for about 8 hours. That should take care of all three tanks underground, all four tanks, I mean.
Okay.
Do you work a long shift today?
I'm only here till 2.
Okay. Well, you might have to have someone take over for you. It's going to take a while to fuel the International Space Station.
Okay.
Would it also be cool if we lower a bucket from a rope and we want to order a few things, like snacks and sodas and stuff?
I don't know about that.
Why not? What, is that part too crazy?
Yeah.
Because we place the order first, and you could tell me how much it is, and we'll put $20 in the bucket for you. We'll put a brick on top.
I'm kind of forming a line right now, so it'd be too hard to do that right at this second.
Oh, okay. Oh, fine. That's you know what? The fuel is the real important thing. Is someone going to be able to go out there and just stand and watch the sky for the hose?
Yeah.
Which person's doing that?
Yep.
Olga's telling me we're almost there. Like, it's going to be like within 5 minutes.
Okay.
So are you going to be out there watching? You got to grab it with your hand so it doesn't hit a car or something.
Okay, I'll have to send somebody out there in a minute, so.
Okay, it'll just be 5 minutes tops, and we'll have the hose down there for you.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.